All right, now you get out of Mississippi somewhere, you get that Blackman's or some other sort of suit. It's pure.
It's not genuine.
It's pure ribbon candy.
Yeah.
Now you get a pure sorghum. You know, you can get that sorghum out of Mississippi and it's better than this ribbon candy suit here.
Uh-huh. It's genuine.
Yeah. Genuine.
Genuine. Good old. But that, the lot of stuff they put today in food is like...
It ain't nothing pure these days.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of imitation in everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what making you sick.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Now, that corn you took, you got cornmeal, right? What did you make out of cornmeal?
Well, you made... all Mama ever made out of it was that, just that cornmeal. We'd make that whole cake cornbread, bake it. And then again, back in that in them days, they would take, just like I was telling you about that fireplace, they'd clean off from under that fireplace and that wood up on top of it hot. They'd clean them bricks off under that good and clean.
Uh-huh.
And they'd take that meat, they'd take that and make it up like you're going to put it in the skillet and put it up under there and it would bake. And then you put that ashes on it. They call it an ash cake, but it wouldn't no ashes be in it. And they'd blow that off of there and clean it off, it'd be sweet and good. It's just a milk and bread, ash cake.
Had sugar on it?
No, it wouldn't have no sugar on it, but it looked like it'd be sweeter than it would be if it was cooked in a skillet of it, ash cake. Then you make lahama out of corn. You ever eaten a lahama?
Lahama.
That's a whole grain corn.
They take it up?
Yes, and you buy it in canes. No, but if you, like they used to make it years ago, they take it and put in a pot and boil it, and it would take ashes then and put in a sack and put over in there and that'd let it cook. And they'd take it out of there and they'd huss it in cold water and it'd huss and all would come off it and then they could fry it if they wanted or they could eat it just like, warm it up and eat it just like it. Yeah, that'd come off of corn too. And the corn made your corn meal and made your grits. That's why they got grits long in that day.
Any different ways you would cook cornmeal?
No, I know no different ways in it. Not back when I was coming up. Nobody like she put in the skillet and make. Well, it wasn't too much of baking in the stove when I was coming up. They mostly cooked it. A lot of times, they would cook on a fireplace. Cook on that fireplace. They had a skillet with legs on it. Then it had a lid. Iron lid. Well, they would take and heat that skillet up good and put the lid on the fire and let it get hot. And then they set the lid on top of that and put it with coal and that would bake that corn.
Make a pone?
Pone. Make a pone of corn. But what the wind? Is it in the storm?
The wind is.
The tree just going on.
What's the wind doing? I believe it's. Now, did you ever cook cornmeal, just put it in hot water?
Made a mush, gruel or something like that. Mm. Yeah, put it in hot water and stir it up.
Would you ever cook it in grease?
Yeah. Put a little grease, not too much of it. Stir it up and make, I call it gruel. Yeah, I see them do that a lot of times.
Would you ever make anything like make a cornmeal batter and put it hot, fry it in hot grease?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know what you would call it, but I didn't have her to do that. I didn't have this.
Yeah.
What the name was, I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So many different names of cooking.
Do you like to eat cornmeal with fish?
I don't like cornmeal at all. Mm-mm. I didn't care if they didn't never make it. I ain't never liked it. I eat more than I do when I was a boy. I wouldn't eat it. I see them cook it, but I wouldn't eat it.